back to the price of a pint, we decided to kind of ask a question as to, well, what goes into the price of alcohol in general, and why is excise duty so high in this country? With me in the line is June O'Connell of Skellig 618 Distillery in South Kerry in Carrasaveen. June, good morning to you, and thanks for joining us in the programme.
Good morning, Jerry.
Listen, first of all, congratulations. I understand you won a few awards in Berlin recently.
We did. We won the best Irish whiskey in our class for the single pot still. Delighted, and particularly delighted for the team in Carrasaveen, who very carefully put that together and minded it in casks and disgorged it and finished it and bottled it. And so Stephen O'Donoghue, Cathal Andy O'Connell, Stephen Strain, Pat Shugrew in Carrasaveen there, you know, we're producing some of the best Irish whiskey in the world from Carrasaveen. So we're very proud of that and very proud of the team there.
Yeah, and you know a lot about what goes into every drop, I suppose, or every bottle, and what goes into the pricing of it as well. What do you make, June, of the overall increases we've had in the last while on the prices of what you're ordering in your bar, your pub, or your restaurant?
Well, I suppose if it's driven by the producers, I think that's a different question, and it seems to be driven by the big boys, you know. So I'm sure Heineken and Diageo and Guinness are well able to argue their own point there. I suppose from an independence perspective, costs that go into getting it on the shelf are often hidden, and the consumer won't often see them. But one thing that's constant across the board, whether you're an independent in the spirits world or whether you're a multinational, is the price of the alcohol products tax. So the price of the bottle, the price of the transport, the price of the energy, the price of the overhead, the insurance, the building, the staff, all of those things are relevant, and they will change. Obviously, the big guys have the opportunities to buy massive minimum order quantities of raw materials. But the price that's constant is the alcohol products tax, which in Ireland is absolutely enormous. And I think for the on-trade, and by that I mean the pubs, restaurants, bars, hotels, where you sit down in a building and you consume alcohol. For them in particular, they're so important in our society, and they're massive employers. So the alcohol products tax, which I'll talk about in detail in a minute, but I think it's an important point to make, the alcohol products tax is determined on the amount of alcohol in the drink, regardless of the price of the drink. The VAT is calculated on the price that it's sold at, so that's a variable. And then, of course, to remember that they're huge employers, that sector, and they're paying PRSI, and they're paying the employees are paying employee tax. So in some jurisdictions in the EU, notably France, Italy, Spain, Germany, they see that, and they have a much reduced alcohol products tax level. So I'll just give your listeners some idea of the levels, if you like, and the differences. So in Ireland, regardless as to what Heineken or Diageo charge the publican or the hotel or restaurant, they have to pay over about 55 cents on a pint of beer, which goes to the government. And that's excise tax. There's VAT on top of that. And in Germany, that same pint of Irish beer in Germany would be 5 cents. In terms of a bottle of whiskey in an off license, for example, a typical 40%, the excise duty is 11.92 to sell it in Ireland. And if we sell that same bottle of whiskey in an off license in Italy, it's 2.90. So there are variables across the board, and then there are fixed costs across the board. And I suppose, in terms of the big guys arguing for their own position in relation to rising costs, certainly energy affects us all. You know, getting product to the market affects us all. But and they're, as I said, they're well able to talk their own talk there and stand up for themselves. But just there's some things that from your listeners to know that are fixed.
Sure. So, June, should something be done that obviously all of the industry would argue for a reduction? I know the government would put excise on for obviously raising revenue, but also from the public health policy point of view, they don't want to make it cheaper for alcohol because they feel that will have a worse outcome on the nation's health. But would you have an argument that, let's say, the smaller operators like yourselves, the independent breweries, the independent distillers who have come up, that you should perhaps maybe be treated differently from a tax point of view? Whether that's legally possible or not is another question,
but well, it is
in a way supporting the local industry.
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, local is an important point because, you know, when distilleries are in a local rural community, for ourselves and for our Kerry colleagues, that often means a visitor experience as well, which means that they become a destination, which means people have somewhere to stay, they want a taxi driver to take them. There's a spin out in all of that. So in the beer sector, they do that. I know the cider sector were looking hard at that. Certainly, they do it in other European countries who are in the wine industry, where they distinguish between the multinationals and the independents. And it is something that we have been looking at and lobbying for, but it will take a good bit of time to get there. But certainly, we would see that as a difference, just because the cost base is so much higher for us. We can't order 5 million bottles, glass bottles at a given time, you know?
Yeah,
Certainly, yeah. But yeah, certainly, yeah, that would make a big difference to us.
Yeah, it certainly would. And look, it is one of those things. The publican will have to face it from next month on. They're going to be getting looks from their customers saying, well, why am I being charged this month? That's why it all goes into it. The excise is part of it. The input costs are part of it as well, June, for people, for the people in trade as well as the publicans.
Yeah, but also consumption of alcohol in Ireland is going down and people are drinking less but drinking better. So that's a global trend, premiumization. People make choices that aren't just based on price. They're paying for the room they're sitting in. They're paying for the highly trained bar staff and restaurant staff and hotel staff. They're paying for the beautiful flowers on the table. They're paying for the painting on the wall. They're paying for the beautiful glass. And they're making a decision maybe to drink one less, but drink better. So that's that's something we're seeing anyway across the board. And, you know, the on-trade is such an important part of our culture. It's where we go to meet people. It's where we go to engage and communicate. It's where we have the bitter crack. It's where we have the laugh, the music. And so, you know, people don't tend anymore to choose, you know, to move pubs because it's 2 cents cheaper to buy a pint somewhere down the road. You're not just paying for the pint, it's the experience. So people, that's the trend. Drink less, but drink better.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, June, thanks a million for going through that for us from the industry point of view. And well done on the award wins as well, and continued success to you and the company. That's brilliant. June O'Connell there.